International Silver Company presents The Silver Theater, starring Margaret Sullivan in the Faith Baldwin story, The Moon's Our Home, directed by Conrad Nagel. Brought to you in behalf of two of the greatest names in silverware, International Sterling, world famous solid silver, and 1847 Rogers Brothers, America's finest silver plate.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Conrad Nagel. We welcome you again to the Silver Theater, where you will hear in weeks to come such stars as Cary Grant, Phyllis Brooks, Rosalind Russell, James Stewart, Helen Hayes, Ginger Rogers, Betty Davis, and Clark Gable, playing in stories by America's foremost authors. Today, we're proud to present one of the world's truly great actresses, Margaret Sullivan, who will be supported by Bill Goodwin in the comedy romance The Moon's Our Home, especially adapted for us by True Boardman. And now our play is about to begin. The lights are being dimmed and the curtain is rising on the first act of The Moon's Our Home, with Margaret Sullivan as Cherry Chester and Bill Goodwin as Anthony Amberton.
Why, Miss Sarah, welcome home.
Where's my grandmother? Don't just stand there. Tell her I'm here.
Yes, Miss Sarah. Now, I'll tell her at once.
Now, Cherry, you mustn't...
Boise, unless you want me to get a new secretary, stop calling me that ridiculous name. This isn't Hollywood.
Sarah, then.
And don't call me Sarah either. I don't look like a Sarah.
Well, that's what you were christened. I was there when it happened.
Let's see the hip. Lucy.
Well, Sarah. So you finally remembered you had a grandmother.
Lucy, darling, how are you?
Perfect. Why shouldn't I be? How's Hollywood? Burned down, I hope.
I don't know, and I don't care. Oh, everything's wrong, Granny. I'm so fed up with that place. And to top it all, I'm losing my fan.
Good. How?
We stopped at Chicago, and the Chicago Cherry Chester fan club was there en masse. They all scrammed out on me for some hack travel writer named Anthony Amberton.
He's not a hack. I read his Astride the Andes, and I liked it.
Oh, you too, Brutus.
Be quiet.
Lucy, really?
And if you start throwing things, I'll turn you over my knee. Go upstairs and change your clothes and wash your face. No Cherry Chester of Hollywood is going to live in this house.
Yes, Lucy, darling.
And another thing. Now that you're here, you're going to marry Horace.
Uh-oh.
I've made up my mind.
Now, Lucy, don't start that again. You've been marrying me off to Horace since he was 10 and I was 3, but I tell you, I won't marry him now or ever. I won't, I won't, I won't.
Good. I'll set the wedding for June.
Miss Sarah?
Yes?
The carriage waits.
Oh, all right. Boise. Oh, I'd forgotten. It is a carriage.
Your grandmother still disapproves of motor cars, Miss Sarah. It's the odor of the gasoline.
Yes, she finds the odor of the horse more natural.
Pardon me while I adjust my hoop skirt and raise my lace parasol. Now, forward, James, to Fifth Avenue, and don't spare the horses.
Think of climbing an elf with a man like that.
Oh, please sign my copy, Mr. Amberton.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Mr. Amberton. I can just see you stalking through a jungle.
Please,
oh,
yes,
Mr. Amberton,
of course.
My neck.
Just a moment, please. Holbrook. Yes? That perfume. I can't stand it, that perfume. Every woman that comes in here.
Nonsense, Anthony. Go on. I know you hate all this autograph business, but your sales in this particular store are important.
But, man, that perfume.
It just happens they're giving away samples of it downstairs.
Oh.
It's the new cherry blossom stuff named for that movie star, Cherry Chester.
But it's awful. You don't know. It's musk. I was marooned in a plague-ridden African village once. It had the same odor, and ever since, the smell of musk, I can't stand it.
Mr. Amberton, I've been waiting, and I just want you to...
Holbrook, I can't take it, I tell you. I'm getting out of here.
Why, how dare you, when we bought this book?
Let's go, Amberton!
I don't know, miss. That young man seems to be running away.
Please, help me.
Hey, you young man, get off. You can't get in this carriage.
It's all right, James.
Oh, you saved my life.
Hello. What's new?
Not much. Mind if I ride a ways?
Oh, no. What is your steal?
Steal?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you think I... Look, you don't know who I am.
No, but I'm sure the police do. However, James...
Yes, miss?
Drive faster. Stop for nothing.
But the traffic...
You heard me. Stop for nothing.
Thanks. You see, I'm,
Well, why are you looking at me like that?
You know, you could be quite lovely.
I could be. You mean it? You don't know who I am?
No, why should I?
Oh, no reason.
Say, look, do you like riding around New York in this carriage looking like something out of the old family album?
Look, I'll tell you a secret. I have no choice. I'm virtually a prisoner.
A prisoner?
To my family. I have only one hope, marriage, to a man I despise.
Well, then stick to your carriage. Marriage is awful to anybody.
Oh, an authority, huh?
Well, I'm not blind. First of all, marriage is unimportant.
Well, did your parents think so?
Well, no, but there you are. You see, it's old-fashioned. Now, remember this. Marriage is the monkey wrench that women throw into the machinery of love.
Indeed.
Look, I've got to see you again when we can talk.
Oh, no, really, I don't
want to know your name. What's that?
Oh, we're being followed. Quick, they mustn't see you. James, stop here, anywhere. Go on now, quickly.
Look, I've got to see you
again. No, run!
Listen, remember this address. Simpson's Lodge, Moonsocket, New Hampshire. When you can get away...
Oh, go on, hurry. They'll catch
you. Goodbye, thanks for the buggy ride.
Simpson's Lodge, Moonsocket.
Hi, lady. Forgive me for disturbing
you. Too late, officer, he's gone.
Oh, never mind him. All I want is your autograph.
Oh, why, officer, that's so sweet of you.
Yeah, I'm collecting them. From everybody who runs through traffic lights and endangers public safety.
Oh.
Sign here.
Europe. You heard me. Europe. And we're sailing tonight with Lucy and with Horace.
Boy, you're crazy. You know I'm... Hey, wait a minute. You say both Lucy and Horace will be on that boat?
Yes.
Oh, listen to me, Boise. If you ever loved your Sarah, you've got to help her now. I can't go to Europe. Escape, that's what I need. Boise, look, that boat tonight, I'll go aboard, but I'll duck off just before it sails.
But your grandmother...
Oh, listen, Horace can come back with a pilot boat or something, but meanwhile, I can get away. I'll be free, Boise, free.
Sarah Cherry Chester Brown, what have you been drinking?
Oh, ambrosia, Boise. Nectar. Oh, Boise, it's so wonderful.
Well, is this Simpson's Lodge?
Yes, and I'm Mrs. Simpson. Don't stand out there in the snow. Come on in. Your room's all ready for you.
But how...
Who is it, Ma?
This is my husband.
Oh, how do you...
He's fine. Certainly has turned cold, hasn't it? We have breakfast at 8, dinner at 12:30, supper at 6:30. You like a hard pillow, soft.
Hard, but...
Your cousin, Mr. Smith, said he was expecting you.
Oh, so he expected me?
Yes, but wasn't sure when you'd come. What's your name?
Brown. Sarah Brown.
Brown? Mm-hmm. Smith? You sure your cousins?
Yes, but it's very distant, you see.
There's hot water in the kitchen. The plumbing and the things are outside. Here he is now. Well, she got here.
Hello, cousin.
Hi, cousin.
By the way, Cousin Smith, how are the rest of our family these days?
Oh, splendid. Of course, little Archie fell in the cistern last week.
Well, there's so many at home, you'll never be missed.
No. Supper's ready. You better come and eat and do your talking later. This ain't a cafeteria, you know. Come in.
Coming, Ma.
So, you expected me, Cousin Smith.
Why, sure. And don't be formal. Just call me Sam. Incidentally, I've fixed up a schedule for us.
A schedule?
Yes. Now, let's see. Tomorrow, we toboggan... The next day, we go sleigh riding, and whenever I feel like getting around to it, we ice skate.
Oh, that's sweet of you, Cousin Smith. But it just so happens that I'm here to relax.
I will not toboggan with you. I will not sleigh ride with you. And I most certainly will not ice skate with you.
Now, remember, Cousin Brown, hold on to me tight. Help keep the sled balanced. You see, that's the important thing in tobogganing.
Sammy, no, the hill's too steep.
Here we go.
Oh, Sammy, look out. Here comes... There goes the tree.
You sure you can drive this thing?
What? Why, the Smiths have been one-horse sleigh drivers for... Well, longer than that.
Not longer than the Browns.
Why, listen, young lady, let me tell you that...
Going too fast to turn ahead there. Look out! Ah! So, I'm a punk ice skater, eh, Cousin Smith?
All right, I take it back.
Watch. How's this for cutting a figure eight?
Oh, yes, I'd say that was cutting a very pretty figure. A very pretty figure.
But, Aunt Lucy, I've got every detective agency in town working on it now.
So what? She's been gone a week and they still can't find her. Then I want her found. Horace, take this and see that it gets printed on the front page of every paper in the country.
Lucy Van Steeden, grandmother of the missing Cherry Chester, today announced...
She is raising the amount of reward offered for information as to her whereabouts to $10,000. Well, what do you think of that?
It's undoubtedly nothing but a publicity stunt. Cherry Chester is probably safe in some luxurious penthouse, roaring drunk. Well, it's your move, Sarah.
Oh, never mind the game. Go on. Tell us more about this Cherry Chester.
I can't be bothered. I hate those marshmallow-faced movie stars. Now, take the simple, primitive woman with a small, high chest. A woman of long silence, consuming in love, enduring in marriage.
You take her.
Oh, well, it's bedtime. Good night, Abner. Abner? Oh, well, when he wakes up, tell him I said to come on to bed.
We will.
Night, Mr. Smith.
Good night.
Night.
Why so quiet?
Thinking.
What about?
Oh, lots of things. Oh, it's been heavenly here.
Past tense?
I'm leaving tomorrow.
Oh, but you can't. I'm going to teach you to ski tomorrow.
You'll have to find another pupil.
Why?
Well, I just remember that while some people are being very happy, they can be making other people very unhappy.
Oh. That man you told me about in the carriage that day, huh?
Maybe.
Well, forget it. You aren't going to marry him. You're going to marry me.
Is that a proposal or a threat?
A statement.
Sorry. It's quite impossible.
Why?
Well, for one thing, I don't believe in marriage.
What? Who's been putting those half-baked ideas in your head?
It's old-fashioned. Don't you remember marriage is the monkey wrench men throw into the machinery of love?
Well, maybe marriage isn't perfect, but perfect or not, you're going to take a crack at it with me.
No, cousin. I shall neither go skiing nor marrying with you.
Well,
Mr. Simpson.
When you folks make up your mind, let me know.
Night.
And so we come to the end of Act One of The Moon's Our Home, starring Margaret Sullivan. And before the curtain rises on Act Two, an old friend of yours appears with a few well-chosen remarks about a christening. All right, John Conti.
It was Rosalind Russell, glamorous MGM star, who gave the name First Love to 1847 Rogers Brothers' latest and most exciting pattern in silver plate. And believe me when I say that never was any pattern christened more appropriately. For you have only to look at First Love to realize that here is a silver design that is sensationally beautiful. The garland of formal flowers which ornaments the pattern is richly raised and deeply etched in a new perfection of craftsmanship that gives it an elegance never before available save in sterling silver or special order silver plate. This craftsmanship is the crowning achievement of 1847 Rogers Brothers, a name that for highest quality and superb workmanship is cherished by women the world over. And you can have this entrancing silver plate for much less than you think. For example, a service for six in the glorious First Love pattern, 32 pieces for only $32.50. Your silverware dealer will be glad to tell you how easily you can arrange to buy out of income. So make your dinner table gleam with silver plate, of which you can be justly proud. Silver plate that is the choice of so many of Hollywood's brightest stars. 1847 Rogers Brothers, First Love.
And now the curtain is rising on the concluding act of the Silver Theater presentation, The Moon's Our Home, starring Margaret Sullivan as Cherry Chester. The Miss Chester, who you will remember, is determined not to marry Anthony Amberton, nor to learn to ski.
Now, remember what I told you, Sarah. The most important thing in skiing is to keep your feet together and your legs bent at the knees.
I'll be all right. Just watch me. Here goes.
Good luck. Good luck. Watch it. Your feet together. Your feet together. Very good. Splendid. A perfect six-point landing. Are you all right?
I think so. I haven't fallen yet.
Here, I'll help you up.
Well, not. I can get up by myself.
Okay. Better let me help.
No, I'll do it myself.
Ow! You know, a friend of mine once spent 3 weeks trying to get up after she'd fallen in the snow on skis. They had to feed her out of a bottle. She got horribly fat.
I'll bet you anything I can get up.
You will? Small, better, large.
Well, within reason.
Marry me if you can't?
Right.
Mind if I sit down and have a smoke?
Oh, no, not at all.
Don't happen to have any cigarettes with you, do you?
No, why?
Well, I only brought half a pack. They're all gone.
I've got it now. Look, watch me. Look, this foot goes like this, then the other one went like this, and...
Like that.
I feel like laughing, but I think I'm going to cry.
Give up?
No. Yes. I guess that's better.
Oh, darling. Darling, here up with you. There. Well, now, I suppose, like most women, you're going to welch on your bed.
Like most women, I'm not going to welch on my bed.
When do I collect?
Oh, Sammy, let's make it soon. I might change my mind.
We'll be married today.
Yes, darling. Oh, look out. Here I go again.
Yeah. This time I'll help you up whether you like
it. Oh. Well, you know, I did it all by myself.
Why, you little cheat.
Yes, join hands, please. Now, by virtue of the laws of the state of New Hampshire, I'm authorized to perform a marriage. I have your license. It's crime, and you folks, I can't marry you. There ain't no license in New Hampshire.
What?
It takes 5 days to get one.
Oh, darling, you should have got...
I have the license.
What's that you say, Myrtle D?
What?
Oh, you got one. Oh, well, then I guess we can have the wedding after all.
When did you get that license?
5 days ago.
When did you get that license?
I'll just start the
ceremony. 5 days ago.
Do Samuel Smith take these hair brown beard off a wedded wife?
Was that sure of me?
Of course.
To have and to hold from this day forward, for better or for worse, in sickness and in health?
Certainly.
Do you promise to love, honor, and cherish her until death do you part?
I do.
Do you, Sarah Brown?
I wasn't going to take any chances. Do you still think I was presumptuous?
Do I? Do you promise to love, honor, and obey him until death
do you
part?
Do you really mean it?
I most certainly do.
As Justice of the Peace of Moonsaugle County, a branch state of New Hampshire, I now pronounce you man and wife. Now just give the bride a nice big kiss.
What?
Then we're...
You mean...
Mother... Not a bad idea.
Oh, darling.
$3, please.
Miss Brown?
Mrs. Smith, are you alone?
Yes, come in.
Oh, well, I thought maybe Mr. I mean, your husband.
He's still in his old room.
Well, I want to tell you, when Lem phoned and told me the news, you could have knocked me over with a feather. Just think of this room being a bridal suit. Oh, here's what I come for. It ain't much, but you ought to have some kind of a wedding present. It'll make the place seem more proper-like.
Oh, Mrs. Smith.
It's something Abner bought me for my birthday when he was down in Boston, the old fool. But I'd like for you to have it. You see?
Oh, Mrs. Simpson, perfume.
Yes, I'll just squish some around the room, sort of. There, and now some on you. Ain't that nice? It's that stuff named after that movie star that disappeared. Cherry Blossom, they called it. Well, I'll go on. You just keep the bottle, dear. Oh, and Abner and me both wish you just as much happiness as anyone can expect. Lord knows that ain't much. Good night.
Thank you, Mrs. Simpson.
I may come in.
Hello?
Oh, darling, hey! Holy smoke!
What is it?
That perfume.
Oh, yes, it's our wedding present, Mrs. Simpson.
Do something. Don't just stand there. The window.
Hey, don't open those. It's freezing in here.
Darling, listen. That perfume. I should have told you.
You should have told me what, darling?
Oh, go wash that stuff off. Change. Take a bath. Anything. I can't stand it. I'll see you later.
Oh, no, you won't. So you have your memories, have you? Memories of a certain perfume. Well, you can keep them, do you hear? You can keep them.
Well, young lady, there's been no gossip in this family for six generations. The last 10 days have certainly made up for it. Where were you?
I can't tell you, Lucy. I was just gone. Never mind why or where.
There's one way out. The newspaper men are waiting now, and I'm going to tell them that your engagement to Horace will be formally announced here on New Year's Eve.
Granny, you can't. Listen, Granny, I'm already married.
Then where's your husband?
I don't know.
Sarah Brown, I'll give you 2 hours to produce him. Then that announcement goes in the paper. I won't be thwarted in this by a lie.
Hello? Is this the Sam Smith residence? It is. Is Sam there? Oh, you're Sam. No, thank you. It must be another one. Hello, is this the S.P. Smith house? Does that the S stand for Sam? Oh, I see. No, not Solomon. Sam. Thank you. Hello? Is this the Smith house? Well, is there Sam Smith in your family? Do you know any Smith families that have a Sam in them? There's too many Sammy. There's just too many Smiths.
Well?
All right, Lucy, all right. But if you give them that story, they've got to promise one thing.
What's that?
That in announcing my engagement to Horace, they'll put my picture on the front page. And under it, not Cherry Chester, but Sarah Brown. Sarah Brown, do you understand?
This is the time, the perfect time.
Oh, no, Lucy, please wait.
Horace, that orchestra leader, have him make a noise.
What? Oh, yes, Aunt Lucy. A chord, please.
You'll please all be quiet. I have an announcement to make. An announcement that makes me very happy.
Why waste time when you got it in all the papers?
Anthony Amberton.
Well, go on. Tell him you're going to turn your granddaughter into a bigamist.
Anthony Amberton, you're...
Yes.
I mean...
Yes, what about it?
Well, hello, Anthony.
Has this house got a balcony? It's big enough.
Uh-huh.
Well, let's go out on it. The place is too crowded.
Now see here, my good man.
Sarah, you won't leave this room.
Oh, it's all right, Lucy. It's just Santa Claus, a little late. Anthony
Amberton. Cherry Chester.
Anthony Amberton.
Do you care?
Terribly, do you?
I'm furious.
Oh, my darling.
Oh, Sarah.
Oh, it's been so long. Why didn't you hunt for me?
Hunt for you? Any idea how many Browns there are in the phone book?
Half as many as there are Smiths. Oh, darling, when you ran out that night, I...
Oh, it was that awful perfume, musk. It always makes me deathly sick.
Oh, I thought it was the memory of some other woman. Oh, Sam Anthony, I love you so.
Listen, Sarah. That's for us.
Just for us. This is more than just a new year, isn't it?
Of course. Now, without your silly career to worry about, we'll travel the world's highways together.
Silly career?
Well, we'll explore every hidden byway. We'll do crazy, ridiculous things. We'll live in the moon. We'll...
Sammy, I'm not going to any byways anywhere. I'm going back to Hollywood.
You're not going back to Hollywood.
Well, are you giving up writing, exploring?
Certainly not.
Oh, I see, I get it. Woman's place is in the home. Hallelujah.
Well, that's true. It's better than making faces for a living.
I don't make faces.
Of course you do.
Listen, my acting is better than your writing.
Oh, so you've read my book.
I tried one. I couldn't finish it.
Which one?
The one where you slid down 6 pyramids.
There are 9 pyramids.
6?
9!
So, I'm not only a bad actress, I'm a liar besides.
Hey, you two. Happy New Year.
Oh, Sarah.
Oh, Sammy. You know, you're crazy. And I hate every word you ever wrote. But I love you. I'll probably love you for every New Year's Eve from now until the end of time. Ah, oh, but darling, will you please start thinking about being a husband?
And now, before Margaret Sullivan takes a curtain call, the silver spotlight falls for a brief but important moment on a man you all know, John Conte. Earlier in the program, ladies and gentlemen, we talked about 1847 Rogers Brothers Silver Plate. Well, International Silver Company is equally famous for creating solid silver of surpassing loveliness. Take International Sterling's thrilling pattern, Enchantress. Nowhere could you find a pattern that so skillfully combines the simplicity of modern design with the exquisite delicacy of a more romantic period. A pattern everlastingly beautiful because it's solid silver through and through. And that's what sterling means. Solid silver of imperishable beauty that grows richer, mellower, more radiant year after year. In order that you may see this pattern, International Sterling is making a special offer of a solid silver sugar spoon. Its regular price is $3.25, but you can have it now for only $1. And when you go to your silverware dealer to get it, I honestly believe you'll be so thrilled by its beauty that you'll never be satisfied until you have a complete set of Enchantress. And you can easily. There's a payment plan to make that dream come true. So you need no longer deny yourself the sterling silver that will become a precious heirloom to your children's children. International Sterling Silver. And now to Conrad Nagel, who has brought Margaret Sullivan and Bill Goodwin back to the center of our silver stage.
Miss Sullivan, I know our audience wants me to congratulate you on a splendid performance this evening.
Thank you so much, Mr. Nagel.
I think they might like to have you say something.
Oh, I haven't anything in my script. If I could think of something.
All right, well, you just think of something. And Bill Goodwin, Miss Sullivan joins us in thanking you for a most excellent job as her leading man.
Thank you, Conrad. I hope it was.
You make a good explorer. Do you have it yet, Miss Sullivan?
Oh, no. Let's see. Dear friends, this...
Well, you keep on trying. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Sullivan will be seen next in Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's production of The Eternal Flame with Joan Crawford, Melvin Douglas, and Robert Young. Furthermore, she told me this afternoon she thinks the patterns First Love and Enchantress are charming. Ready now, Miss Sullivan?
Yes.
Have you got it written down?
Yes.
Well, read it.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you, and good night, Miss Sullivan. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Next week at the same time, the Silver Theater stars Cary Grant and Phyllis Brooks in Wings in the Dark with Conrad Nagel as director and original musical scores by Felix Mills. And in the meantime, if you want solid silver, you want International Sterling. If you want silver plate,
You want 1847 Rogers Brothers, both proudly created by International Silver Company. John Conte speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.